Welcome, friend. I'm Melinda Burnett, and this is How I Read It, where I take a scripture passage and make a few comments, draw a few conclusions, and cultivate my faith journey with some prayerful reflection and action.
April 28, Genesis chapter 17, verses 23 through 27. The Word of the Lord. On that very day, Abraham took his son Ishmael and all those born in his household or bought with his money, every male in his household, and circumcised them, as God told him. Abraham was 99 years old when he was circumcised, and his son Ishmael was 13. Abraham and his son Ishmael were both circumcised on that very day. And every male in Abraham's household, including those born in his household or bought from a foreigner, was circumcised with him. Tangible, visible symbols serve as powerful reminders of significant events, accomplishments, or commitments. Diplomas, wedding rings, trophies, membership tokens, class rings, commemorative team jerseys, and certificates are just a few examples. They serve as touchstones, which can immediately evoke the emotion, the memory, or the reality of a new or changed status. The old has gone, and the new has arrived. God gave Abraham the sign of circumcision as a reminder of his covenant. Abraham and his descendants were God's people, and he was their God. The physical cutting off symbolized God's inner work of removing the old man Abraham was powerless to recreate. Physical circumcision pointed to the spiritual removal of guilt and shame made possible by Jesus and executed by the Holy Spirit. The cross of Christ cuts off sin. What old desires, habits, or attitudes has the Spirit already removed? Which can you take to the cross to receive new power to walk away from what Jesus has already dealt with? Lord Jesus, you remove the burden of my sin that I could not free myself from. Help me increasingly to walk in the new freedom you provided. Amen.
Thanks for hanging out with me. This is How I Read It. Music composed and performed by Janet Burleson Wiseman.